What's going on over here?
Trying to stay all night. How about you?
We're doing great. Had to come over because we saw your sign. Get high on Jesus, not drugs.
Amen.
What does that mean?
That means don't do drugs. You get high on Jesus.
Get high on Jesus. I never heard that term before.
I just come up with it.
You came up with it? How do I get high on Jesus, or what's the point of that? Deb and I are Christians. We're born again Christians.
Just start with Jesus.
Just start with Jesus?
Turn to Jesus.
Turn to Jesus. So what do I do? What's the gospel? How do I find eternal life? Biblically.
Through Jesus Christ.
Okay.
That's the only way.
That's it.
One and only.
So what do I do? I'm lost in the gutter. I'm a drunk. What do I do?
You ask Jesus to forgive you all your sins.
Okay.
And he'll forgive you of all your sins if you got it in your heart.
Okay.
And that's all you got to do.
That's it.
That's it.
Does my life change at all?
You should change your life.
You should change your life?
Right.
Yeah, with Jesus' help.
With his help, you can change your
what
life.
What denomination are you?
Okay. We're not a denomination. We're Christians.
Just Christians.
Bible-believing Christians. And when I see people with signs, we like to always come over and see if we are of one mind and like to encourage other believers. And but I always start with the gospel because that's the foundation. And I agree with you. It is about Jesus. But here's what's troubling. As we travel America and we preach the gospel everywhere we go, we support ourselves, we work, and we preach the gospel. In Christian America, very few people preach the biblical gospel. Man-made religion has tainted and watered down and lied and perverted and corrupted the gospel. I witnessed to a man last night. By the way, I'm Jim. This is my wife, Debbie. I witnessed to a man yesterday, right there. I was at, can I tell you a quick story?
Yeah, you want.
I was standing out, and my wife had gone into Walmart to get some supplies, and he came up, and he goes, "Sir, could you use some firewood?" And I said, "What's that?" He goes, "Could you use some firewood?" He goes, "We were in Yellowstone. We're on our way back." He was being nice. He goes, "I got a bundle of firewood I don't need." And I said, "No, sir, I'm sorry." He said, "We camp at Walmart," and I said, "They don't like you setting fires," mostly. And so he said, "Oh, okay," and he started walking away, and I said, I told him I'm a chainsaw carver. That's what I do to support us. We don't take money from anybody. We don't take donations. We don't sell the things of God. And he goes, oh, he laughed. He goes, "You probably got all the wood chips you want, all this kind of stuff." He started walking away, and I went to share the gospel with him. And I said, "Can I share the gospel with you on how to find eternal life?" And he goes, "Oh, known it my whole life, 35 years, I know what I know." He's a southern man from Tennessee, so he's probably...
Watch out now, careful.
Yeah, he's probably Baptist or, you know, something like that. He's from Tennessee. Whatever. And I asked him what the gospel was, and he started to share, and he said, "Well, it's Jesus." And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Well, I'm going to," he said, "I know I'm going to heaven. You don't have to worry about me." And he started saying that, and I said, "Well, we're to love our neighbor." I said, "What's the gospel you're banking on? What's the gospel at which you go?" And he said, "Well, just believe in Jesus." And I said, "Is that it?" And he said, "Well," he said, "Yeah, I think that's it." He goes, "You know, you can't work your way to heaven." I said, "No, nobody's talking about heaven, working your way to heaven." Long story short, what he was sharing with me was, I said, "You know, Jesus said there's a narrow road to eternal life." Right. And this man looked right at me, and you know what he said to me? He goes, "Oh, I admit that." He goes, "I'm not on the narrow road." He goes, "I'm pretty worldly, but I still know I'm going to heaven," he told me. And I said, "Sir, how do you know that?" He said, "The Bible tells me so." And I said, "What chapter?" He said, "I accepted Jesus one time." I said, "I'll go get my Bible. Can you show me where accepting Jesus is in the scriptures?" And he kind of looked at me and I said, "It's not there." I said, "In fact, the Apostle Paul says we go before God. God accepts us because of what Christ has done. We don't accept Jesus." That's an unbiblical but gospel. And so this man walked away. After 35 years, this man could not lay out the biblical gospel. He believes in a total, "I believe, I raised my hand once, and I'm going to heaven no matter how I live," and that's kind of what you just told me, and that's really not true.
Let me say something before you go any further with that. I try to live the best Christian life I know how, and I try to show it to the world how I live.
Yeah.
I live a good Christian life.
Okay.
Whether anybody else believes it or not.
Right.
Me and my wife been in a church assembly of God.
Yeah.
And we've been in it for, she's been in it all her life.
Yeah.
I was raised in church all my life.
Where'd the assembly got come from? When was it invented?
Church has been it off from
1940s. It comes in the 1940s, out of the Pentecostal movement. I don't doubt that you live a good Christian life. The question I always ask people, because Jesus said two great commands, love God, love your neighbor, so we're trying to love our neighbor right now. I don't doubt that you have a good Christian life. The problem is in America, what is good to God and what is good to men is very, very different. And let me give you an example. People think, and this might cause a huge division, and that's okay. Jesus said in Matthew 10, he came to divide. He didn't come to bring a big love fest, kumbaya. He came to divide. Christmas and Easter. People offer that along with Assembly of God. They offer that up to God, and they think that this is offering God their love. You're shaking your head. It's not ordained of God. It's not in the scriptures. It's a pagan practice both ways. Yet people today have Christianized it thanks to the Roman Catholics who are pagans. And most all of America today is doing Christmas and Easter. And the example I get, or the explanation I get, is, well, we're doing it to God in our own way. God never asks us to do things His way, our way. He asks them to do it His way.
Let me ask you something. You believe Jesus Christ is God in the flesh?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And let me lay out, I have a gospel card. I have a gospel card. It's very important. You need to test me, because if you love me and I'm wrong,
I'm a Christian.
Can I give it to you?
Really?
You guys don't want to test my gospel as your neighbor to make sure I'm wrong. And let me lay out the gospel.
I ain't going to see you no more. So
do you care, though? Jesus said the fervent love of the brethren.
You said you were saved, right?
How do you know? I could be a cult.
That's right. You could be.
But you don't care.
It's not. What am I going to do if you're not?
Jesus said, "Preach the truth." Jude says, pull them from the flames. And here's another problem. Here's what we see in America: a lot of feminism. The Bible says when men come together to reason, what does it say in 1 Corinthians 14? The women are to be silent and let the men reason. What do we see in America? Rampant feminism on every corner. That's why Assembly of God, I'm going to say in love, 25% of their pastors are ladies. Apostle Paul said that's sinful.
Apostle Paul said that's sinful. Territory. Please.
The biblical gospel is God's word. Do you want me to go, sir?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Thank you.
Example of feminism.
Right.
You folks have an unbiblical gospel. You need to repent.